All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk, backstage at the Grammys with Gina Grad and Randy Wang here. Nice to see the two of you.
Thank you.
And we were all wondering yesterday, what song was the number one Grammy song when we were all born? And Gina Grad has gone to the website along with Randy Wang and figured it out. Now, the number one song, the Grammy song, Song of the Year, was it Song of the Year or Song of the Week?
No, this is the Grammy
of the
that year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. When I was born, 1963, October 13th, 1963, what's the song?
We got another junior, Tim, Sammy Davis Jr., What Kind of Fool Am I?
Excellent. Yeah. All right, here's the song. It was the number one song in the United States when I was born. Then we'll go through Gina and Randy as well. Sammy Davis Jr., What Kind of Fool Am I?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Let's go. It must be unbelievable if it was Song of the Year.
What kind of fool am I? Who never fell in love?
Jesus Christ.
It seems that I'm the only one that I have been thinking of.
You go, dog.
What kind of man is this? An empty shell. A lonely cell in which an empty heart must dwell.
Jesus Christ.
What kind of lips are these that lied with every kiss?
Fantastic.
That whispered empty words of love that left me alone. Why can't I fall in love like any other man?
Sure.
And maybe then I'll know what kind of fool I am. Clown am I? What do I know of life? Why can't I cast away this mask of play and live my life?
Sure.
Why can't I fall in love?
You go, dog.
All right. Sammy Davis Jr., man. I miss that guy. You guys probably have no idea who he is, right?
Sammy Davis Jr., I think we know who he is.
Yeah, I've heard of him once or twice.
Rat Pack.
All right.
Glass Eye.
Glass Eye, yeah.
Cool
you
cat.
Do know him. Yeah, okay. All right, Gina Grab, what was the song of the year when you were born?
In 1978, that's right, 1978, Debbie Boone's You Light Up My Life, which I can also sign, which
you
I'm
can.
Sure you prefer.
All right, why don't you sign it while we play it?
Perfect.
All right, here's the number one song when Gina Grab was born, Debbie Boone, You Light Up My Life. Hey, if it was song of the year, it must be unbelievable.
So many nights I'd sit by my window, waiting for someone to sing me his song.
Frank Kramer here.
So many dreams I kept deep inside me, alone in the dark. But now you've come along.
Jesus Christ.
And you light up my life. You give me hope to carry on. You light up my days and fill my nights with song. Could it be finally I'm turning for home? Finally a chance to say, hey, I love you.
Fantastic.
It can't be wrong when it feels so right. 'Cause you.
Memories from that song.
Rolling at sea.
Yeah, and by the way, Gina Grad hit Dr. Drew in the face while signing that. It was unreal.
Well,
man.
I wanted to make sure you could see me because I had to stand on the other side of the hall.
Oh, Christ almighty. All right, Randy Wang, what year were you born, my brother?
I was born August 5th, 1985.
All right, 1985, the big song of the year?
My humble opinion, the best out of all three. What's Love Got to Do with It? Tina Turner.
All right, Tina Turner, man. Let's go. Randy's birth song, What's Love Got to Do with It? Hey, if it was song of the year, it must be unreal.
You must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason to do it for me, oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it. What's
Turner, man.
So good. We have a bonus for you, Tim.
What, my daughter?
Yeah.
My daughter was born in October of 2005. What was the big song of the year?
John Mayer's Daughters.
Hey, is that right?
Yes.
Daughters was the number one song that year.
Grammy Award winner.
What a coincidence. Let's listen to John Mayer's Daughters.
You got one of those, yeah.
Yeah, all right, here we go. If it's a song of the year, it must be un-effing real, man.
I know a girl. She puts the color inside of my world. But she's just like a maze, where all of the walls are continually changed. And I've done all I can to stand on the steps with my heart in my hand. Now I'm starting to see, maybe it's got nothing to do with me. Fathers, be good to your daughters. Daughters will love like you do. Girls become lovers who turn into mothers. So mothers, be good to your daughters too.
Taking point, Dad.
Oh, you see that skin? It's the same she's been standing in since the day she saw him walking away. Now she's left cleaning up the mess he made. So fathers, be good to your daughters. Daughters will love like you do. Girls become lovers who turn into mothers. So mothers, be good to your daughters too. Boys, you can brag. You'll find out how much they can take. Boys will be strong, and boys soldier on. But boys will be gone without one for a while.
Oh, boy. All right. There's the songs of the year. I guess you can go on the website, like Grammys.com.
Yeah,
or
the
something.
Grammy website, absolutely.
Yeah, and figure out what the song of the year was when you were born, if that interests you. We are live backstage at the Grammys, folks. Don't forget to watch the big show, the Grammy show. That's Sunday night on Channel 2 at 8 p.m. Sunday, Channel 2 at 8 p.m. If you can't be home to do it, to watch it, then TiVo it or DVR it or VHS it. I don't know what you do. And we're going to have a ton more celebrities come up. You can't believe how many big names are here. It is amazing backstage of the Grammys. And we're being all powered by the Southern California Ford dealers, scfordealers.com. Go get yourself a Ford. Go out tonight and get one. If it's too late, go tomorrow and get one. Support this economy. And we're live backstage at the Grammys on 97.1 FM Talk.
Home in the valley. Home in the city.
Now, there's no real celebrities coming, right?
No,
this is all
no,
crap.
This is it.
I think we're done.
Let's go.
Jesus Christ.
I'm hungry. Let's go.
Why do they say here I mean, why do I have to keep reading this shit?
We had Bud Bundy. That was pretty good.
I know, but when it says major celebrities coming up and there's nobody,
I think
sucks.
I saw Boys to Men.
Boys to Men. Is it 1992?
ABC, BBD. The West Coast Family. Burn out the day. Burn out the
night. I can't see no reason to put up a fight. God.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are live backstage at the Grammys. Don't forget to watch the big show. That's Sunday night at 8 p.m. on Channel 2. And it's all being brought to you by Southern California Ford Dealers, scforddealers.com. Got to stand for this man who just spilled a Coke all over me. Dr. Drew, how are you, sir? Nice to see you, man.
We almost ran into each other. I literally almost
knocked you down.
You literally almost did.
And then as we turned around, it was like two old high school buddies.
Hey, nice
to see you, man. Look at you.
We kept going on our way.
Yes. Dr. Drew, we interviewed, who was that chick yesterday? The porn chick?
Mary Carey.
Yep. And she said you really helped her out.
Does she seem better?
She seems a lot better. She's had like a 34 days sober.
That's good.
She has not read the big book of sobriety.
She's not?
No, because she said there's not enough pictures in it for her. But then the other chick said only read the first 164 pages.
Okay.
That's all you need.
All right, that's true.
And then she said, well, I haven't heard them on bed. I'll read the other.
They had a fight about the big book right here on the air?
Yes, right on the air.
That's nice.
All right, but isn't that going back a step? Shouldn't you not fight about the big book?
She shouldn't fight about anything. She should just follow directions.
All right.
That's not good. And the big direction I've been telling her is change everything.
Change your friends. Life.
Change everything.
All right. But please, this is the problem I have with you. You say change everything.
Yeah.
Eventually, you're going to destroy the porno business because they're all hooked on something.
I know. You've been bothered by that with me
for
a long time.
Yes, and all of a sudden...
I'm going to get rid of all your strippers, all your porn stars.
Everybody.
Bad.
I mean, everybody...
All the fun people in the world, I'm going to just bum it.
Everybody on a pole, everybody who's opening their legs with a camera has some kind of substance abuse problem.
Well, substance abuse and trauma.
Yeah, can't you just assume that... they are going to continue with their substance abuse problem because they need drug if they're going to open up and show everybody their crotch.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal.
Wouldn't you need to be on something if you're going to show everybody that big stick of yours?
Jesus. What have I walked into here? What is this? Is this thing on? Are you actually on there? Some kind of faux radio station you guys run here? Okay.
Wouldn't you be on something, though, if you were doing porno?
But here's the bottom line. Here's the salvation for your habits.
Right.
That is that not everybody wants my help.
That's great.
You know what I mean? They want to keep doing what they're doing. My job is not to bum everyone's high, including yours.
My job
is to help people that want help.
Yeah.
Now,
do you find it fascinating and sort of a miracle that I've avoided your hospital and your whole rehab thing?
Nothing short of a miracle.
Isn't that unbelievable?
It's unbelievable. Congratulations.
I mean, I'm sitting here, you know, a little hungover from last night, and I'm still working.
You're still great. I know. All these years we've been talking about this. We're still fine. I'm still working.
It's unbelievable.
It's huge. Yeah. It's huge.
And Dr. Drew, I find is one of our most interesting guests. And if I had the choice of anybody to come on one night, it would be you.
Oh, sorry.
Because you know, everybody loves you. And this Mary Carey said every time she sees you, she cries.
That's true.
And she wants to be one of your daughter.
It's true. She told you that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, she told me.
That's a weird thing.
It's a weird thing. She really came, this year when she came back to Sober House, she finally decided that the solution to our problem was I should adopt her.
Wow.
And at first, you know, it sounds funny when somebody says something like that to you, but I could tell she was not kidding.
Right.
And I had to say, Mary, I have my own children and my own life. I'm your doctor, and that's that boundarylessness. That's a great example of how poor their boundaries. No boundary with their bodies, no boundary with their relationship. And she has to. That was important for me to say to her. No, you got to hear this. I have a family.
Right.
And that was, you know, and she took it.
So you think she was actually serious about it?
Oh, she was serious.
And she brought it up a couple times. So something happened to her in her childhood.
Oh, she didn't talk to you about that?
No.
It's very unusual. I keep telling her there must have been sexual abuse, but she can't come up with that. She had a a mentally delayed father who met her schizophrenic mother in a mental health institution.
No, I'm talking about Mary Carey, not myself and Jennifer.
Oh.
Mary Carey.
Oh, Mary Carey.
Not
oh,
me and yeah. my wife.
No,
come
and
on,
then she was raised
Focus.
By then she was raised by her grandparents because the parents were institutionalized, and she was raised as her mom's sister. The grandparents.
Wait a minute, she was raised as her mom's sister?
Because the mom was institutionalized chronically.
Oh,
and so,
wow.
And the dad was never seen. He was also like in an institution his whole life. The grandparents were sweet people, made her into ballerina. You saw that stuff in Sub Rehab 1.
Yes.
She was this accomplished ballerina. But then the grandfather died, and the mother's got Parkinson's, and the 16-year-old was now taking care of all these adults.
Oh, Jesus. So
there's your stripper.
Yeah, but you know what? She didn't seem like she abused that much. She was just drinking. She wasn't doing... You know,
she
like
got big time into the Xanax, big time.
Xanax.
Yeah,
there's bad
a guy, there was
you.
Some guy I was talking to back here. Yeah. Sorry.
What is Xanax? Why is Xanax
so bad?
Show
me your prescription.
I don't have Xanax. I'm a Vicodin guy. You know.
Oh,
that.
Yeah, that's right.
But why is Xanax so bad?
Well, she was taking 8 milligrams for you.
Yeah.
That was an interesting
The last time I've had one Xanax in my life, and this is why I've never took another one. I had a Xanax, and we were doing the radio show. And I took one in the middle of the radio show, and I had to drive back to Seal Beach. And on my drive back to Seal Beach, on the 405 freeway right around Cherry, I slowed the car down, and I stopped the car on the freeway because I saw somebody walking in front of me.
Oh, that's not good.
And I never took another one.
Yeah.
That's
a
great experience,
yeah,
though, isn't it?
That is good for you.
That's what you want in a guy.
Yeah, I want you to crash your car. That's what I'm saying.
Right. But I almost got killed doing this.
Yeah, that's good.
So I never took another Xanax.
No, the other thing that people do with that class of medicines that they'll forget what they were doing. They'll wake up on the 405 and go, what happened with that radio show I just did? I don't remember any of it.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Drew, you got a million shows going on. I hate to call you a workaholic because there's a negative connotation.
I have a history of workaholism for sure.
How do you treat that? Just sit at home?
Well, you've tried that, right? It didn't work so good, did it?
Yeah, but if you're a workaholic like you are, the solution would be don't go to work.
The solution for me has been to diversify, be able to delegate, and
right.
I do different things every
Can
day.
Can you do that?
I finally. It took a while.
Right.
It took a while for me.
But you still have, like, I know when you're on the radio show, you have a pager on.
Yeah.
And you're
stuff
talk,
goes on. Yeah.
And then you go on, you know, you're working during the commercial
break. Yeah, stuff goes on.
Never stop.
No, but it doesn't bother me. I do sound like a heroin addict, don't I?
Right.
Yeah, it works for me. Like, the Xanax is good.
It's exactly right. He's talking about alcohol,
it works for me.
Hey, all right, so what about Dr. Sophie? Good guy, right?
Great guy. How do you know Sophie's been on your show?
He comes on every month or
he's
so.
He's excellent. I mean, he is the real deal. When I used to do that daytime show, I came upon him and I thought, oh, this is the real deal. It's not often in media that they're physicians that really know their stuff. He's got the right training.
Yeah.
And he...
Major stud.
Well, none of that. He took that DCFS, which was an atrocity before he got a hold of it, and made it into a model system.
What is that?
The,
I don't know what
Department of Child and Family Services.
Oh, right,
and he's
right,
the head
yeah.
of that.
Yeah.
It's really, I mean, that's an important...
I pretend not to know what it is. They come out of the house every 2 weeks.
But just so you know, he's also going to do away with your strippers. Because if he has that system working right, there are going to be quite so many people
motivated that way. You two, you're going to destroy Chatsworth. You really are.
We're going to put a dent in it. Chatsworth, North Hollywood will be different
Everyone,
places.
The price of homes in the Valley are going to go down just because of you and Dr. Sophie. That's true. And then you got the doctor. What else are you doing? You got the Sober House coming up.
Sober House, which
are
is
you
on
the executive
air, no.
producer of that?
Yeah, and I'm on it, too.
Good for you.
But that was a show we just thought it was important to show what happens after treatment. And
right.
Little did we know how much relapsing that would go on. And,
right. Are you still doing Loveline?
Doing Loveline. I've got a show on MTV called Sex with Mom and Dad, which you're writing about there, which starts in mid-February. It's very, very... You see it?
Sex with Mom and Dad?
It's a good show. But I tell you what, this season, it starts in mid-February. Television's hard to be proud of. I am proud of the show. It's very, very good.
Do you find it hard to find people say yes to that?
To this one, no. But to Celebrity Rehab and Sober House and stuff, yeah. It's not easy.
So it's
and
not
tell
easy.
What happened. Well, it was not easy.
Free rehab?
No, you get paid to be in rehab. What are you talking about?
Let's
go. First time around, we had a bunch of people that really wanted to do it. The second time around, all of a sudden we got booked, and then Perez Hilton got a hold of some of the names, and they all pulled out.
Oh, really?
And everyone was afraid after that. So,
oh, Jesus. So now it's tough to find people.
So it's tough. Not tough, but it's not as easy as it might have been.
It's a shame. And so you pay people to be in the Sober House.
Yeah. Well, both shows you get paid to be in it. Here's the deal. I don't care what the hell motivates them to stay and be there. Bring it.
Right.
They want to be on TV. They want to get paid. Great. And we get to treat them.
All right. Now, are you still, like, on the air where you admit this, that... you thought Stryker was not so good a choice. You thought I should have been hosting that show.
I did. I thought you should have been it. I thought you should be my permanent partner in life.
Yeah. Hey, listen, will you adopt me? I don't know boundaries. Will you adopt me?
Sam, I have a family. I have my own kids.
I heard the whole line. You got your own kids. But I'd be an awesome child.
You would
I'd be making my own money.
You'd keep me busy.
Yeah. Hang out with your wife and play cards with her during the day while you're a workaholic.
We'd have to sit down.
And enjoy yourself.
Cards. And I have to sit down and I have to talk to you about this radio business, though. It's just unacceptable. This whole radio thing.
Right.
It's nice.
I got to get out of it, huh?
It's good for now.
As long as I'm your child, I got to get out of it.
I understand it's something. It's, you had a little fun with it. But let's get on do something real now. Let's get on real quick.
Now, do a lot of women hit on you? Obviously, Mary Carey wants to, you know, have sex with you. Does that happen a lot with these strippers and hookers you do it?
I think I'm old enough now that it doesn't happen so much.
Yeah.
And I don't...
So you're old enough where it doesn't matter anymore, right?
No, things work.
It doesn't matter.
Pointing at your response. They're not interested in old guys.
But it's not important to you anymore.
It's not important to me, that's for sure. Yeah.
But that's... You get that with age, right?
Yeah, right.
Like, I'm 45.
Yeah.
And
I'm 50.
I think I fake sleep more than my wife does.
No,
you know?
I still like being my wife. I like that. But I don't...
Enjoy that?
Yeah.
How often do you do that?
About the national average, about two times.
Two times a year?
Week.
A week?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you find time to do that?
I tell you, I hang out with my family all the time.
Jesus. What do you say? You say, I'm coming home. We got everybody get ready. Here we go. I mean, you got a tight schedule there, Doc.
Everybody get ready?
I'll bet that's happened, though.
We go from bad to worse.
I know. But, Doctor, a lot of people like to hear you. Thank you for coming on.
I'll never let this one down. My career's over tonight. It's all right. You're okay.
You're a major stud for coming on. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Always have the nicest wardrobe on, too.
Thanks. I just did a PSA for Greg Grunberg as a seizure, epilepsy PSA. That's what I was dressed
up.
Oh,
really? What is the sign of a seizure?
I'm looking to see if I see any around here that might be having one.
No. All right. I thought I was having a stroke earlier. I had a sharp pain in my head.
Yep.
Almost knocked me out. Then it went away.
Yeah.
TIA?
More of a bleed.
A bleed?
Yeah, intracranial bleed.
Bleeding and
hurts
on the brain.
If it hurts in your neck, that's when you start worrying about it.
Oh, yeah. The neck is killing me and my back is on fire.
You feel kind of like cloudy, mental status?
Always. Yeah.
More than usual?
About usual.
Oh, you're fine. Yeah, okay. It's Xanax withdrawal.
Thank you very much. Where's the prescription you promised us?
Us?
Come on, Doc.
Us?
Yeah, where's that Vicodin prescription?
While he was talking, I grabbed the pad out of his pocket, so we got it.
He needs a couple Vicks.
All right. Dr. Drew, everybody, watch his show, Sex with Mom and Dad, Sober House, and what else?
Those are the two right now.
You only got two television shows going?
Damn.
Wow. More time for the wife. All right, thank you very much, Dr. Drew. You're a major, major stud. Look at that, everybody. Dr. Drew, watch his shows. And listen to him on Loveline every night at 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. And on K-Rock. I guess we could say that, right? I'm sure they're thrilled with that.
Sister station.
Yeah, Dr. Drew's a cool guy. But he's, this is the first time I've talked to Dr. Drew where I thought he was really pissed at me. With that line of questioning. Like about having sex with his wife. He didn't like this scene, or having it maybe adopting.
But he was very cool about it. You know, he gave you the evil eye.
But did you notice that when I said, hey, Doc, you know, you're a stud, you got that big stick. You notice he turned bright red?
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
It means it's true.
Yeah, it means it's true.
Yeah. I don't know why he'd deflect that.
Dr. D, Double D. Double D's got the big stick.
We have more in common than
I think. Yeah. Gina Grant, Double G and Double D.
Do you think Dr. Drew and I could do a show called Double D and the Big Stick?
Or how about you and him doing called Dr. Drew?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love it.
He's the doctor and you're the Jew.
I'm the Jew, yeah.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we're backstage at the Grammys, folks. Come on. Well, you can't come by. listen or watch the big show on Sunday at 8 p.m. Sunday at 8 p.m., the Grammys are on. Always a thrilling night. And the background, you can hear Kanye West warming up.
It is.
And in front of us, Andy Dick, man. Nice to see you.
I'm warming down.
Yes, you're the best, dude.
Thank you.
Your headphone out?
Yeah.
Sure. I love following your life through rehab and through craziness.
Fun stuff.
Car crashes.
Fun
and
stuff.
Being kicked out of the improv.
Keep watching.
Yes,
the
man.
The show will go on.
It really is great.
Wait,
also,
did you say being kicked out of rehab?
No.
I was never kicked out.
Not a kid got a rehab. Kicked out of the improv.
Oh, yes.
We kicked out of the improv?
Not the improv.
What
maybe.
Was it?
I have been kicked out of every club in L.A.
L.A.
Yes. Every bar and club in L.A.
What was the one where you kicked out for the N-word, that whole run?
That was the improv.
That was
the improv. You're right. I forgot. But you know, that was a joke. I was doing a spoof on
Michael Richards?
Michael Richards. I almost said Michael Kramer.
I don't want to get him involved with it.
But honestly, I was doing what... I mean, it was my... You know, I don't do stand-up comedy.
Right.
I do the... pressing people's buttons.
That's exactly right,
antics.
Man.
And it doesn't, sometimes doesn't work. Well, it worked out.
Yes, it did.
My publicist put out an apology that the next day, but I said, don't do that. I'm not apologetic for it, but, yeah. You know, because I was making a joke.
Right, exactly.
I wasn't
on it. They can't take jokes anymore.
Yeah,
and you know
where they should, I wasn't on an actual tirade.
But you know where they should be able to take jokes?
Yeah.
In the improv.
At the improv,
yes,
folks.
Exactly. Hey, now, what's with the sobriety? How long have you been sober?
Over 6 months.
You enjoying it?
Yes, I am.
You are. You never think about it, huh?
No, I think about it all the time. What are you talking about? I think about... Oh, you're talking about, do I think about drinking or smoking weed? Well, you know, I have this on.
What is it? Oh, is that a...
alcohol monitoring.
You do? Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, I do.
Can we get a pretty picture?
Oh, yes. Somebody got in trouble. That only monitors alcohol intake. Yes. It doesn't monitor where you are.
Do you smoke pot?
No. Okay. Once in a while, like once a year I smoke pot.
Yeah, I don't do anything anymore.
Nothing?
So I'm completely sober. No, I would just go back to jail, basically. So,
how many times have you been in jail?
A number.
Number of times? You don't like it,
Pick a number from 1 to 10. Yeah. I really don't remember, but I do know that I went to rehab 10 times.
10 times?
10 times.
Wow, look at
and,
that.
And I was thinking about it today. You're forced to think about things when you get asked a lot of questions.
Right.
And one thing I realized that as I've been doing these 10 rehabs over a course of 10 years, it's been getting easier and easier and easier and easier. The first time I went into rehab, it saved my life. I would have died within the year if I didn't go into that rehab. And then the next one and the next one.
And now you just check in like you're going to the Sheraton.
But it's kind of true. It's like there's not really that much going on, but let's clean up now. And going to rehab is convenient, but you do not need to go to rehab to get sober.
Do you have your rehab card where your 10th one is free?
Yeah, they punch a hole in it every time. Yeah.
Hey, now, I heard a rumor. You can tell us whether it's true or not. You may want to tell me to go F myself.
I like watching your show, by the way. I mean, listening to your show. And,
oh,
but
is that
I'm
right?
Wondering, where's that Steckler guy?
Steckler is no longer with us. He was about 4 years ago.
Well, he's with us.
Yeah. Well, he's with us. He's alive.
I guess that's
as a matter of fact, that's really weird. I had a dream last night that he came back to the show and we were doing the show together. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, uh-huh. Conway and Steckler.
Yes, exactly.
I'm just like 4 years behind the times.
Hey, now you have a kid, right? How old?
Three kids. And Lucas is right here with me doing interviews with me. He's 20. He's about to turn 21.
He's one of the matching sweatshirt?
Yeah, that's my son.
So
he does comedy.
Is he the guy, the son of yours that had sex with one of your girlfriends?
Yes.
Is that right? Uh-huh. Well, that's pretty cool.
That's him.
How old
is that
was...
what he's known for?
Yeah, I think so.
Great. You know, it was more appropriate that those two would go out because at the time my girlfriend was 19.
Right.
And he was 19.
Oh, I see.
So it was more natural for them to go. There he is.
But you two went out first and then he went out with her.
I was going out with her first, and then he
was that
ran off to her dorm room.
And what's your son's name?
A quick affair. Lucas.
Lucas, nice to see you.
How you doing?
Hey, how you been, man?
They're talking about Jessica.
Yeah. You know,
they love it. You're infamous for that, stealing my girlfriend. You know what I did? When I found out that, you know, I was going out with this girl, Jessica. I found out that he had a little affair with my girlfriend. And you know what I did?
Punched him out?
Gave him a high five.
Really?
Gave him a high. And I'm talking about right up there, bro.
Yeah, look at that. Is that the only chick you guys both have had?
Yeah. And it wasn't
last one, too.
Did it turn out to be a girlfriend?
Oh, no.
No, just a one-time deal, huh?
Yeah.
No,
she was extremely beautiful. You have
Who
to
was she more
that.
In love with? Andy or Lucas?
Well, we were going out, me and her, for a while.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, he just had a quick little thing because they were both... I don't know what.
Advantages, Lucas, when your dad is... and I use this in a positive way, but a little crazy... will date younger women your age.
Yeah, right.
And then she has, and then her friends.
If
you
they
can pick
like
up on
me,
friends.
Why not?
Absolutely.
She was hanging around. She was actually dating a friend of mine.
Right.
I said, "Wow, you are absolutely beautiful." And then we just started dating. It happened naturally. By the way, this is Tim Conway Jr., Tim Conway Senior's son.
Yeah, nice to see you, Lucas. Nice to see you, my brother.
And he's in comedy now.
Right. You doing stand-up comedy
every night?
Excellent.
Every night.
Where every night?
Open mics, cafes, bars, comedy clubs in LA.
What I used to do 20 years ago.
Yeah. And and is it tough when you go to clubs that your dad's been kicked out of?
No. No, not a lot of people know
He keeps on.
Oh, he doesn't know. They don't know
name.
That you're
not yet.
You go by Lucas Dick.
Yeah,
though?
Yeah. But you know, I don't walk in and be like, "Hey, my dad's Andy Dick. Where's my spot?" You know.
He also doesn't even let me come to see the shows.
Really? Have you ever seen him?
Yeah.
Doing stand-up?
I saw him. I saw one show recently, about a month or two ago, in New York City.
Right.
He did it. I guess you told me this morning that you have a solid 6 minutes.
Yeah.
It's very hard to get. Time.
Dude, 6 minutes is
the way I started.
That's a lot of time. Yeah.
We were hanging out on the balcony, and you were like, "Hey, I need to make some money. I'm going on the road in 2 weeks. You're opening for me.
Wow.
Write some jokes.
I shoved him into it.
Hey, but it must be tough for Lucas. I mean, you know, to read the newspapers and watch TV and TMZ, and your dad's on it every 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's tough. But you know? You know, what are you going to do?
You probably worry about him too.
I stopped that.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it is tough for you anymore because you kind of grew up with it. It's almost weirder when it stopped. Like, wait a minute, I watched TMZ and why weren't you on it?
Yeah, it's like my dad's sober. What's going on here?
Yeah, you know? It's almost more weird when I'm sober.
Now, are you in Sober House? Are you on the show?
Yes.
The Sober House?
I'm on the Sober House.
And how is the Sober House going?
Well, we shot it 6 months ago and I watched it last night and it looked good.
Yeah.
I even liked the look I had when I was drinking. It was like a long-haired with a gray little goatee and these sunglasses. I was a little rock star.
Was it just drinking?
Just beer.
Just
last
beer?
Time. That's what I'm talking about. Got lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter. But beer will also take you down and out. It really will.
Yeah, eventually there'll be wine coolers and then
then back to heroin.
Shirley Temple.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about going down. Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, back to heroin.
Yeah. No.
Well, that's great, though. Okay, and congratulations on sobriety. It's tough in this business, you know?
It really is.
I mean,
have you ever had a problem? I think I blinked on all of
this. Yeah, I've had a problem, but I've not acknowledged it or, gone for any help or anything.
What was your thing?
Drinking and occasionally, because I had a bad back, so occasionally I'd take Vicodin when my back hurts.
Those are the worst.
And then I'm like, wait a minute, my back feels fine, but the Vicodin's still there. Let's go. But not a lot. I mean,
those are the sneaky ones.
I take like a half of one.
The doctor prescribed
or a full Vicodin. I don't take more than one a day, so I'm not like taking 40 a day.
You're great.
I know a guy that that took like 50 a day.
I knew a guy that took 60.
60 a day?
60 a day. I think if me and you took 60 today, we would die.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have to work up to that.
Yeah.
That's a hardcore addiction.
Yeah, 60 is unbelievable.
And you know, it's a opiate. It's right up there. It's a pure heroin type situation.
Right. What was your favorite when you were doing it? Xanax?
Oh, I would do special little cocktails, and I've been on stage with every mixture or combination of drugs and alcohol, every single one. My favorite time I went on stage was a mixture of a little pot, a little alcohol, and mushrooms, believe it or not. And I was hysteric. I was laying on the floor laughing, but no one else was. So I had a blast.
Yeah, but see, I'd pay to see that.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's
you would like.
Yeah.
It.
All right, Andy Dick and Lucas Dick. And it's not Celebrity Rehab. It is the Sober House.
Yeah, and when Dr. Drew asked me to do Celebrity Rehab years ago, I said, no, never.
Right.
And then this came around. But it didn't come around. I came around. I woke up and I said, you know what? I'm going to get sober. Where's Dr. Drew? And I went into his facility. They said, he's up doing a show. And I said, just put me on it. And I went on it, and I said, at least it's not Celebrity Rehab. But then it's called Celebrity Rehab Presents the Sober House. So it's still the same thing. And I'm still with a bunch of crazies.
Yeah. Now, did you have to change your friends? Because that's one of the moves, right?
Yes.
Who are some of the cats?
I let go of everybody. I let go of everybody. No. I'm not one of those guys that hangs out with a bunch of celebrities. When I was partying and I would see another celebrity partying, we would party together. There's a mutual respect that would happen and fascination with each other, and then we'd go off and party and then party until sometimes they would die.
Right.
I mean, seriously, that's not that would happen. But
are they thinking about putting together news radio again?
No. That's
my favorite
interesting
show
thought. That would be neat if they did News Radio the movie.
Yes.
That would be
great
fun.
Idea.
Well, they're
idea.
Doing that with Arrested Development.
Yeah.
I know that's my favorite show ever.
But there was not for my money, there was not a better sitcom in the world than News Radio.
Thank you.
Still, when I land on it, flipping around the stations, I always sit there and watch it.
Yeah, me too.
I mean,
so fun.
They had the best writers, the best performers, and everybody on the show had perfect comic timing.
Yeah.
I mean, there was never
good
like
actors.
Somebody on the show that was bringing it all down.
Yeah.
And you know what? And people on that show all were very funny.
Yeah.
You know, there's sitcoms nowadays. I'm not going to mention what they are or which one they are. But there are some where, like, the two leads are funny, then everybody else sucks.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Or you know? The two leads are not funny, and they have these two characters that are funny off to the side.
All right. You know? All right. Andy, Dick, thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Lucas.
You can see Lucas in clubs around Los Angeles.
Yep.
And Westwood Brew Co. is one of them.
Yeah. Mondays and Thursdays, Westwood Brew Co.
And Andy, Dick, you can see him on Celebrity
Sober. You can see me dry out on Sober.
You think this will be the last time?
I have a funny feeling it might be the last time. And there is something else you can watch of mine. I actually put some time into this. A little tiny webisodes. That's all I got right now. Little webisodes for ComedyCentral.com, whatever that's worth. And it's these five-minute things called House Arrest with Andy Dick. Because of the ankle thing, people think it's house arrest.
Now, the ankle thing, it will detect whether you've had alcohol. Any alcohol.
Any alcohol.
Whether you have a sip of beer, that thing goes off and shakes your leg?
Yes. Even if I hang out in a bar, the fumes will set it off.
Jesus Christ. Well, you don't want to be around radio guys then.
Are you guys drinking right now?
Not yet, but as soon as we're done with you. that's true. There's a last interview of the night, then we're going to go have a few. Yeah, a couple of shots,
Oh.
Would you love to have a shot of vodka?
Shut up! Oh, here. I love it.
All right, Andy, Dick, thank you very much.
Thanks, thank you.
Thank you, Lucas. Very nice to meet you. And check out, again, Sober House. And that is on
Thursday
night.
But, you know, it'll be every night. Yeah,
okay.
Every night.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. All right, folks, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're listening to, or you're listening to us backstage at the Grammys. And what a crew, man. It's Andy Dick. I'll take a picture of this. All right, excellent. Look at that. Me and Andy Dick. Thanks. Fantastic.
Thank you
very much, Andy. Nice to see you. There he goes with his son, Lucas. He's had like a different upbringing than I did. My dad and I really never shared any sexual partners. But Andy and his son did.
The night's young, Tim.
And enjoyed himself. All right, don't forget to watch the show. It is on Sunday, and it'll be action packed.
Yeah.
I guess. Oh, we also had the blind guys from Alabama.
Blind boys of Alabama.
Yeah, they're going to get
Jimmy
a big
Carter.
Award. Yeah, look at that. They're beautiful. And Charlie Wilson. We talked to him.
You dropped the bomb on me.
Yeah, you dropped the bomb. You dropped the bomb on me, man. And I like how he said, "Yeah, it's Uncle Charlie Wilson." I go, "Uncle Charlie." Is a euphemism for cancer. He's like, what? I never heard that. And he just had a battle with cancer.
The air got sucked out of the room.
Ah, poor guy. All right, stay tuned for Sam Phillips and the Learjet. Chris Leary, right?
The pet.
Sure.
Does he like going by the Learjet?
You know, I don't think he likes it, but Sam thinks he likes it.
Sam thinks he does.
Yeah, but Sam thinks a lot of people like it.
All right, thank you, Gina Grant.
Thank you.
An awesome 2 days of the Grammys. Thank you, Randy Wang. We couldn't have done the show without the two of you.
You know what, Timmy? We couldn't have done the Grammys without you.
Really?
No kidding. What are you going to do, work with that guy from Cleveland? How about that guy over there from Akron? You guys would never do that, though, would you?
You know what, Timmy? F*** you.
Whoa.
Jesus.
I'm done.
Christ.
I'm done. All the stupid insults, the feeding and the insults, and Gina's got to bring up my throat. I'm done with you guys.
Hey, Tim, I got you back.
All right, now do you have to get around me now? I know you're furious.
It doesn't really work when you storm off.
Yeah,
when
you can't storm off. God damn it, dude. What's wrong with you, dude? All right, get out of here.
Yeah.
All right, Randy Wang.
Good riddance to bad rubbish.
Yeah, is gone. Yeah, you know what? I think he did. I think he saw the sandwiches being hauled out of here. All right, but we'll be back on Monday right after Tom Likas. We're going to go watch Kanye West warm up. I don't know if you can hear it from here. I think you can.
Yeah.
All right, Gina Grad, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a nice weekend.
You too.
And stay tuned for Sam Phillips and the Learjet. We're backstage at the Grammys. Don't forget the big show, the big Grammy show, is Sunday at 8 p.m. on Channel 2. That's CBS. What a coincidence. And it's all being brought to you by the Southern California Ford Dealers, scforddealers.com. I'd like to thank Dr. Drew.
Yes.
Kanye West for coming on. Akon, George Hamilton.
Aerosmith. Always great.
Yes. Who else was on?
Eddie Murphy.
Pat Sajak. I'd like to thank him for coming on. Eddie Murphy. Arsenio Hall.
Yeah.
Who else do we have on? Andy Dick.
My mind is... Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton, yes.
Oh, my God. Finally meeting a living legend.
All right, gang. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Stay tuned for Sam Phillips and Chris Leary. They'll be up next live on 97.1 FM.
97.1 FM Talk.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 97.1fmtalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.